Today is the day, the first day, that Sonoma County begins accepting applications for marijuana-related businesses. It should be very busy at the permit office this morning. On the KSRO live line with us is First District Sonoma County Supervisor Susan Gorin. Good morning, Supervisor Gorin.
Good morning. I hope everybody had a great holiday weekend.
I think so. And before we get to that, I just have to say that somebody, I think, is paying attention to all of the fireworks warnings, particularly in unincorporated areas where I live, and because it was awfully quiet last night.
It was. I just had one email concerned about fireworks, and people purchase them in incorporated cities and move them into the county. This year is a really bad idea with all of the grass that we have.
Yeah, well, if you only got one email about it, I would say it was pretty quiet around the county last night. That's good news. It will not
Indeed.
Be so, I imagine, at the permit office in Sonoma County today. If any of us regular folks were planning on going down and applying for a permit, today might not be the day.
It's going to be really busy at the Permit Sonoma office. That's at the County Administration Center. But we've extended the office hours from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. so that folks could queue up early. We're beginning, we will open at 8 o'clock. And we're expecting anywhere from 100 to maybe 200 different people
Wow.
showing up over the next week or so. They've been really asking good questions and working with groups so they understand what the requirements are. But it's not only Permit Sonoma. They will be permitting larger cultivations, especially, and also mixed lights, indoor, outdoor mixed lights, but also the other parts of the industry, manufacturing. But the Agricultural Commissioner cannot be left out. They're going to be accepting by appointment only starting tomorrow, and outdoor cannabis cultivation up to and including 10,000 square feet in diverse agriculture and land extensive agriculture, and up to 25 plants in LIA, land intensive agriculture. We have a number of zonings, and cultivation is allowed, is permitted only in some of them. They will not be permitted in rural residential and diverse ag. So we want to, AR zoning. So for those folks who may be cultivating now in those zonings, you're forgiven this year, but after that, no longer.
You know, Susan, so much lives under this very complex umbrella of marijuana legalization. It's, you know, it's hard for, I can't even imagine what it's like for people who are trying to go through the various steps needed to get those businesses up to legal standards. You know, for the rest of us who wonder what sort of the county is going to be like with this particular change, and so many facets of our, not just our sort of residential and rural living, but also the business atmosphere in Sonoma County. There have been so many questions. Will this process getting underway help answer some of those questions?
We do have extensive information on our websites under cannabis at the county website that give you some helpful hints on where you should go and how to prepare. But we also have Tim Ricard of the Economic Development Board. He has been appointed the cannabis program manager to help folks understand how to move forward, especially those folks who have been, as I call them, under the canopy and moving into the light. I expect that we'll not see much change in Sonoma County. We have anywhere from 3,000 to 9,000 growers, most of them small. If you're walking in even some of the neighborhoods, you can inhale and say, aha, there's a grow here. Personal grows up to six plants or 100 square feet will be allowed in rural residential, but for everybody else who wants to be involved in commercial cultivation, you have to really understand what you're doing.
Yeah, so many facets of our economy involved too. I know people in the real estate business who are saying, you know, people are coming to us and wanting to buy parcels of land for this purpose, and we're not quite sure what to do.
We've been outreaching with the North Bay Board of Realtors to really get some information so that they can help some clients, which is great, but we've also had a lot of those kind of questions, and we route them to the same people to answer their questions. But it's not only land that they're looking for, but they're looking for warehouse space. And I've heard of a number of different companies who've had offers for their warehouse space, and they're getting harder to come by. So if you want mixed light or indoor growing, you may be a little late to the game.
So there are going to have to be a lot of new county hats and business cards being printed, I suppose, since everybody seems like they've got a brand new title, or there will be a lot of brand new positions for sure with regard to marijuana businesses. Okay, so it starts in about a half an hour at the permit office, and as Supervisor Gorin said, expect long lines today. Thanks so much for helping us shed some light on this very complicated issue, Supervisor Gorin.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that.
We're geared up to help you.
All right. Thank you. That is First District Supervisor Susan Gorin. And again, that permit office opens at 8 a.m. this morning, the first day when applications will be accepted there for marijuana-based businesses. And it is expected to be very populated today.